Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are keeping you updated as the latest on Tropical Storm Cristobal. And I was just sitting here thinking after talking to Kirk Lapine, because I'm in Belle Chasse, we're continuing to work from home for the time being. But I remember in 2005, and in a way it was kind of a good thing that happened, because I had never thought of evacuating or getting my family out of town or anything like that, because I have to work, the year of Katrina. And Cynthia, I think was the name of the storm, or Cindy, just blew up out of nowhere. And it was passing over my house. It was in early July. And I'm thinking, well, if this is a Category 1, because I was terrified for the kid. The kid was like maybe 4, 5, 10 years old. It goes by quickly. 9, I think. And I was thinking, well, if this is a Category 1, they got to evacuate. They can't ride this out. So in a way, it was a good thing. But I just wonder, in terms of these storms, it's just the kind of thing that's why we're here today right now. You never know. Cindy had no warning or anything. And all of a sudden, we got this Category 1, which later was classified that, passing right over the top of my house, literally. Now you got this storm, Cristobal, as somebody texted in, thank you, with yet another pronunciation, that Mike Franklin, the WWL-TV chief meteorologist, told us when all of this first started, early in the week, that we were going to be fed up talking about it, which we are. Matthew Jewell, I'm sure, is worried, not worried, but concerned about people in St. Charles Parish and his parish. He is the St. Charles Parish president. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
How are you?
No, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm used to working in the morning as well. So tell me your concerns for St. Charles Parish as it relates to this, and I guess some Destrehan flooding, people still kind of recovering from that, right? After, what was it, 2 weeks ago? How long ago was that?
Yeah, that flood occurred on the night of May 14th and May 15th, so about 3 weeks ago now, and or a little bit, we're coming up on 4 weeks. But we have, St. Charles Parish has been preparing for this all week. We have crews, public work crews out. We've done HESCO baskets and disalmens. We put sandbagging at all our sandbagging locations across the parish. And public works crews have been going out and cleaning catch basins, cleaning ditches, cleaning canals, making sure that all of our pumps are operational and that we're holding canal levels as low as we can to create as much capacity as we can for this storm. So we are preparing for it. Obviously, I'm sitting at the EOC right now. My director, Joe Ganote, over here has been monitoring the storm, and we've been watching the weather forecasts as they come out. Obviously, a lot of potential to make a lot of rain with this storm. Some localized areas could see up to 10 to 15 inches of rain if we get training rain bands. So that's of concern, but we're making sure to monitor it closely, and we have everything in place right now that I think we need to ride it out.
I'm looking at a map of the parish right now. Do you guys have any, and forgive me if this is an ignorant question, but do you have any tidal concerns here? Does water get pushed in from one area to the other that threatens the parish, or has that been taken care of?
Yeah, so the tidal concerns are normally in on the West Bank in the Bayou Gauche area. You got Bayou Gauche and you have the Zalmans. Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning, we started putting out HESCO baskets, which are basically a gigantic sandbag that is metal in a metal line cage. and they connect to one another and basically create a sandbag wall. So we had folks down in DeSalmons putting out those HESCO baskets. Those are going to stay up for the remainder of hurricane season just because they are so it takes a long time to get them set up.
Yeah.
So it's not something you would put up and put down. So they'll stay up for the rest of the season, and that'll protect DeSalmons. There are some other areas that are outside of levee protection on the West Bank inside of Bayou Gauche and Bayou Gauche Island. There's nothing we can really do for those folks, but most of those houses down there are off the ground, so tide can come up and go out, and they kind of see that happening down there with, you know, when you have a high tide and a south wind. So, but we've been doing everything we can to make sure we protect those folks. And like I said, we have sandbag locations out, so residents are able to go get sandbags if they should need it for different locations.
And that's on a website they can find out, Matt, where they have to go?
Yes, we have them on our website. We also have posted to Facebook all of the sandbagging locations. We also created a Google Maps link, so you can just click that link and it'll show you the nearest sandbag location to you. That's on our Facebook. That's also on our website. And we have that list running on our channel as well, and that's Cox Channel 6, UVerse Channel 99.
So what's your biggest concern right now?
Well, look, my biggest concern would be, you know, of course, we're going to watch the tides. Right now they're saying storm surge can be 2 to 4 feet. So if you get 2 to 4 foot storm surge with a high tide, you do have the potential to have some issues in some areas of the parish, as well as that rain. I mean, 10 to 15 inches of rain is a lot of rain, even if it's over a longer, even if it's over an extended period of time. So we're going to be monitoring that very closely. So some of the worst storms St. Charles Parish has seen have come from tropical storms. So we don't take any storm lightly, especially tropical storms. We prepare for everything as if we're preparing for, you know, an organized hurricane.
So what happened in the middle of May? That water just built up because of too much rain, too short of a period of time?
Yeah, so one of the issues we have on both sides of the river, we have railroad tracks running through our parish. And a lot of times you have communities on both sides of these railroads. The water actually has to drain through the railroad tracks to get to where they're going. And we have these culverts going through the railroads called jack and bores. These jack and bores haven't been upgraded in a long time. My administration is actually working on getting these jack and bores upgraded. That's our number one priority right now, to be able to move more water through. So when we get these torrential downpours, these 100-year rain events, 500-year rain events, when you're getting, 6 to 10 to sometimes 12 inches of rain in an hour or 90 minutes, that water can't get through there fast enough. So it just stacks up and stacks up and stacks up. So, you know, one of our main priorities right now is working with the railroads to get larger culverts underneath the railroad tracks and move more water more quickly. So that's where most of our flooding occurred. We do have some other sporadic areas that did receive some flooding, and we're going to be working on those areas too.
You may have mentioned this before, but in terms of tidal surge coinciding with high tide, do you have any idea if when high tide is forecast, or if that it depends on how fast the storm is moving? How do you balance, or where are your concerns with those two things?
Yeah, so the EOC is monitoring our tide levels as well as public works offices. We have a couple of structures in St. Charles Parish, flood control structures. One of those is the Sellers Canal at Pier 90. There's a floodgate right there that the parish will close today, as well as the Pontchartrain Levee District on the East Bank operates a swing gate across the CN Railroad. So we're constantly monitoring those tides, and there's a couple of different trigger levels that trigger us to operate some of those structures. Additionally, we left gaps in those HESCO baskets in DeSalmons for one of our boat launches, and we're down there right now. Those gaps should be closed by now, and gapping that off and connecting that with the HESCO basket. But yeah, we monitor the tides and we compare that to when the storm is going to hit and what the forecast winds look like and the direction of the winds to figure out what protective actions we need to take.
Real quick, before we let you go, don't ever say it can't get any worse, because you know it can. And here you are, phase two. looking to get back to business a lot more than you had been in St. Charles Parish. This thing happens. Are you just telling businesses, and I've been asking every parish official this, to just kind of use their own common sense as it relates to opening tomorrow?
Well, look, yeah, we tell, obviously people know their businesses better than anybody. They know their customers better than anybody. We want our businesses to do whatever they need to do to get back to work, but we completely trust those guys and ladies to do whatever they need to do to operate their business.
Thank you, Matthew. Somebody texted in, how tall are you? So I'll ask, how tall are you?
I'm 6'11".
Okay, that's pretty tall. Thank you, sir.
It is. Thank you.
Have a good day and good luck. All right, we take a break for CBS News. When we come back, we'll talk to Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security. My God, 6'11". All right, coming back, this is continuing coverage preparation of Crystal Ball here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.